Nolte, Harvard, Penn, MIT presidents refuse to say calls for Jewish genocide violate school policy. By John Nolte on December 6, 2023. The presidents of Harvard, the University of Pennsylvania, Penn, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, refuse to say that calling for the genocide of the Jewish people violates their school's code of conduct. It looks like the Democrat Party's crystal months of October and November have marched right into December. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, asked Harvard President Claudine Gay, Penn President Liz McGill, and MIT President Sally Kornbluth the straightforward question no decent person would have a moment's trouble answering. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate your school's code of conduct? In three stunning, though not at all surprising, moments of candor, all three refused to answer. You see, among Democrats, calling for the genocide of Jews is not bullying, harassment, or hate speech. And if you're shocked by that fact, you haven't been paying attention. Watch below as Harvard President Claudine Gay admits that her students have repeatedly called for the genocide of Jews, and then refuses to say 1. That this violates Harvard's code of conduct, or 2. That calling for mass murder is considered a threat or bullying, which would violate Harvard's code of conduct. Here's MIT's Sally Kornbluth and Penn's Liz McGill refusing to say yes to a simple question. All three of these Nazi commandants university presidents admit their own students have staged rallies on school grounds calling for an intifada against Israeli Jews and Jews worldwide. These school presidents further admit they understand that intifada is a call for the mass genocide of all Jews. And yet, they sit there and defend this as protected speech because context. Where is the confusing context in the open call for violence, mass murder, and the extinction of a people based only on their Jewish identity? McGill actually said, if the speech becomes conduct, it can be considered harassment. Conduct being committing the genocide? A flabbergasted Stefanik responded. In other words, openly calling for worldwide mass murder does not qualify as conduct at Harvard, MIT, or Pennsylvania. These people are who they are. You can't change evil. Evil is in charge of academia. That war is lost. No amount of shame changes evil. It's a waste of time. My question is this. What are the Jews who overwhelmingly support these Democrats going to do now? All three of these Nazi commandants university presidents will not only keep their cushy jobs. They will be celebrated and promoted by Democrats. That's how the Democrat Party operates. Sexualize and mutilate kids. Let rapists out of prison. Refuse to discipline your own students calling for Jewish genocide. Pish posh. Whatever. That is never going to change. But will Jewish Democrats continue to vote for and fund the Crystal Months Party? Stop and listen. That silence you hear is the Crystal Months Party not calling for these three university presidents to resign. Oscar-winning director Steven Spielberg directed the #NeverAgain movie of all #NeverAgain movies, Schindler's List, 1993. That silence you hear is Spielberg putting his Hollywood status above #NeverAgain. Jewish Democrats like Spielberg, Tom Steyer, Jeff Katzenberg, Bob Iger, and Natalie Portman hold enormous power. But even as Hamas slaughtered, raped, and desecrated Jews, and Democrats all over the country came out in defense of Hamas, even as elected Democrats refused to condemn the rapes and the presidents of three elite universities refused to condemn their own students calling for genocide, Jewish Democrats continue to support the Crystal Months Party. All this talk about #NeverAgain from Spielberg and the rest of Jewish Democrats is pure bullshit. Jewish Democrats should be half as honest as these university presidents and amend the slogan, #NeverAgain, unless it undermines my status and wealth. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.